Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
37034.
Thank you. And bear with me one moment while I get this pulled up. And could I please have your first and last name?
Larry Holder.
Thank you. And what is the amount of the charge you have?
$6.95.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'm still getting it pulled up here.
It says on here saved by day. Come.
Okay, so I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
It don't say. I don't have no digits. I've got three of these on here. I got one for $99.94. I done turned it into the bank. And I got another one for $21.99. Yeah, $6.95. Uh-huh. I know Jimmy said he's going to get to the bottom of it this morning when he comes in.
And so you're not sure if it's your debit card or
debit
credit
card.
I ain't give nobody
no authority to take nothing out of my debit card. No way.
Well, I would have to get it pulled up. If I'm unable to get the information pulled up, then I wouldn't be able to help you, which is why I would need the last four digits of the card that was charged.
They don't have no four digits of a car. It's got on this right here, 93, says check 9346. It ain't no check. I ain't got a check in my checking book. It's got 9346 on it. And as far as a debit card, it ain't no way. There's some fraud going on somewhere right here. Man, that's $140 worth of stuff charged my debit card. I don't give nobody my debit card number. Now, I don't know what they charged me for. I ain't got nothing.
Okay, well, I understand.
There's three of them on there, because it's something ain't right.
And so if you're able to provide me with the last four digits
I'm talking to the law this morning. They got me to talk to the law this morning, because this is fraud. Somebody's charging stuff to my account. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's got these crazy names, made-up names on here. Savedby.com, what's that? I got it on my phone. I got it on my phone, too.
Okay.
And it leads right back to y'all.
I'm not sure, sir. This is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 online vendors, so I can't say.
Well, how am I going to find out?
That's why I was explaining that I would have to get the information pulled up. But if you're not sure of the
It's on my phone. And they won't see my phone this morning, too.
If you're not sure of the card that was charged, then we would not be able to help you because it didn't come up with the zip code. So the only next step is the card. But if you're not sure of that, then we wouldn't be able to get it pulled up.
Well, it's on my I know nobody can take nothing out of it right now. It's shut down. But here's the card. Here's the card. Come on.
Just the last four.
Digit 7643.
Okay. And could you repeat your first and last name for me?
Larry Holder.
Thank you. Let me see.
It's $6.95. That month.
And could you provide me with the first six digits of that card, please?
You said the first six digits?
Yes.
5463-88.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that back to you. to make sure I have it correct. So that was 546388.
Mm-hmm.
And the last four was 7643, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did go ahead and put that information here. I'm not seeing any information show with the last six, I'm sorry, with the first six and the last four of that card. It's actually saying that there are no available orders under that card. So with that information not showing, we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you.
I know. They won't be able to take that out no more. And he said he's going to refund me on it, but they're going to try to find out who's done it. Because I keep a tight checkbook, very tight.
Okay. Well, was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support.